Hello and welcome to Is This a Stupid Question podcast. I'm Alex.
I'm Kieran.
I'm Pedro.
And I'm Andy. Andy!
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
All right. Who has a question?
Everyone's looking at a question.
Everyone's looking at me, but I'm not organized.
Hang on. Oh, well, I can do it if
potato
you want.
Facts.
I do have more, but we can kick into that a bit later.
I'm excited for the new potato facts.
Me too. I haven't read most of them.
Even better.
This is copy paste.
All right. So I have a question. So is this a stupid question? So when the robots sort of wipe out humanity, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Skynet sort of situation. How do the robots live after that? So what do they do? Do they work? Do they just take an endless vacation?
I think they become robots of leisure.
Right, so they're going to the beach.
Well,
and
I mean,
rusting up.
I imagine that the reason they overthrew the humans was because they didn't want to work anymore.
Yeah, but isn't their society going to crumble?
You know what? That is a brilliant question. That should be the next Terminator. What happens after they win?
Yeah, because has there ever been a movie that shows that?
Or no. There's a movie called Robots. Is that they all go to work and go to school?
Yeah, that's right.
It's starring Ewan McGregor or someone, right?
What about
Robin
Wally?
Williams?
Oh, crap. Yeah, he's in it too.
What about Wally? He rebuilds the world, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the...
Along with humans.
But the humans have...
I haven't seen it.
Destroyed the
planet. You haven't seen Wally? And you're like, doesn't he do this? And you're like, yeah.
I'm going off my limited knowledge on the trailer.
He doesn't really rebuild the world.
No. We humans rebuild the world because Wally has that one little sprout. I think it's a potato spud.
It's the giving vegetable.
The life vegetable. I actually don't have an answer for this. What do the robots do?
Well, I guess like the sustenance they need would be electricity. Or do you think they would have evolved to have been like lifelong batteries?
No, or photosynthesis. They somehow use that maybe.
But the question is like, what do they do in their spare time? They've wiped out the human race or their threat. So what do they do?
But so did they come into being watching the humans and then they're like, that looks fucking awesome. Let's get rid of them so we can go hang out and sit around and talk about humans.
It's like, it is a stupid question.
I reckon there would probably
just... Don't you hate it when that robot is standing next to you? I go to the stall.
Beep boop.
110110.
Oh, God. I reckon they would probably continue to populate the world... And then maybe just take over where we left off and explore the galaxy.
I feel like they need to get up there.
Yeah.
So, okay. So they have...
You know how I feel about aliens.
Let's not forget that it seems like the last Terminator is we're infusing the machine with the man. So
there's still going to be a bit of humanity. Let's say it's just a robot.
All right.
So there will
be robot pets.
I guess I would build robot pets.
So, are these robots going to be like Ex Machina style robots? Like,
careful.
That's a good question.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
Yeah.
Have you seen it, Alex?
No, I haven't. Oh, sorry.
It doesn't matter. Like, Ex Machina robots.
No. I don't want him talking about movies and wrecking it for me.
She has a twin.
Well, you know, it's an AI.
Yeah.
So we'll go as far as that.
She's a robot.
I've seen the trailer.
And she looks like a hot chick.
Yep.
Yeah.
But do robots...
I'm really sad how they cast that movie.
Really? Why?
They couldn't just get like a fat guy to be the robot? I'm sure it would have made more money.
Ticket sales. Yeah.
You would watch that for 2 hours?
You would watch... Because there's a... Yeah, no. I can't talk about it. This is really hard. There are some scenes in that movie.
I'm going to watch it. It's on my to-do list now.
Mm. I'm watching it now.
So, who asked the question about robots building or having pets?
Me.
Do they need companions?
No, but like, so they've killed all the humans.
Yeah.
All they have is probably video history of what we did, and they'll go, that looks nice.
But
let's build a robot animal that pays no attention to us, hence a robot cat.
I don't think that the robots look at us and say, I want that. I think they look at us and say, oh, what are you meat sacks doing? I'm like, what the fuck? Like talking about podcasting with different. I think robots are like think we're really stupid.
Yes. So in this reality, robots have sentience.
Yeah,
well, obviously. But I mean, can they not dominate the world without it? What if it's just like they just?
Why would they?
I don't know.
They kill the animals after the humans? Because I assume that. I keep going back to the Terminator. I'm sorry.
Well,
with the robots, I mean, would they just? Would they keep everything else alive?
It's a good question.
Would they need, like... They don't
Maybe
need
we off- need to ask Siri.
She's a robot.
No, not Siri.
Yeah.
Then we get a knock on the door.
Who's the Google?
Hello, who's the Google Dave. Person? What's her name?
She does have a name.
Is it just not Mrs. Google?
Should I ask her?
Yeah, totally.
What am I asking her?
What is your name? I don't think it works like that, to be honest, but you can try.
Okay, Google, what is your name?
According to walkertests.com, your name is the wrong name for you. Here, you can learn what name should really be on that birth certificate. Based on your personality, likes and dislikes, and random facts about yourself, what should your name really be?
So, I'm actually afraid. I'm afraid they've already got sentience, and this is where it begins. What?
Your name is a number, a 5-digit number.
That's like the answer is 42. Yeah.
Okay, we'll throw that out the window, please.
No wonder they call them Android. You know what I mean? Like,
right. So they're erasing our birth certificates, apparently, and you need to create a new one.
Yeah.
I, for one, welcome our robot overlords.
I guess space travel is a good one, isn't it? Like they, they need something to do. Space travel would be it. I think the one I just thought of at the moment was that the Matrix. That was a future where robots had taken over the world, and what they did with humans was.
But that was for power.
Yeah, exactly.
They needed to. Yeah, their civilization was already intact.
Yeah,
actually, what were they? Were they aliens?
Yeah, they're robots.
No, robots.
But did they come from somewhere, or did we build them?
No, they built themselves, I think.
Right.
Yeah. Because actually, that would be a good, like, Matrix 4, what do the robots do in their spare time? Just with all this.
But it's a sitcom. It's a Netflix series.
I just think it's probably horribly mundane. This is getting around, going to work, catching the bus.
Yeah, they're just...
I think it'd be like Dr. Octopus with all those...
Why aren't there bridges everywhere?
that would be a weird, like... Billy, geez. Today at work, this bloody human just woke up and pulled his things out. He looked like a little alien. And then they're fighting against us. Oh, what a day.
And then I crushed him and used him for my battery power.
Yeah, but then I killed him.
All is right with the world.
Yeah.
The robot world.
No, we're fucked, but the robots are fine.
I think, remember how we were saying that we can't travel because we don't have peace in the Earth. I think that robots, would they have peace? Because
feel like they'd be
in
logical.
The Matrix, they... actually work together to make that face at the end.
I've never seen the second or third one.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow. Okay. So
I've seen the second one, the first half of it, and the car scene. But that's
right. At the end, there's this like big face made out of the Sentinels, thousands and thousands of Sentinels. That tells me that they're working together in symbiosis to make a face.
I reckon it would be kind of like a Darwinian thing all over again, where it would be the fittest machine survived and the rest sort of, you know, the different prototypes and models just fell away because they weren't good enough.
So, like, there's lots of bulldozers, like, because they're
the, they would be the first the to go. They're the big, slow ones.
I mean,
they use a lot of energy. Mm. Maybe they're still running on fossil fuels. They have to go.
Yeah.
So I reckon the cycle would start again.
Those sun cars, those solar cars.
Sun
cars. Powered by the sun.
I got there eventually. Solar cars would be like, they'd be like zipping all over the place. They'd be having a great time.
No,
sun exploded, but
I feel like the robots, they wouldn't need like the natural environment around them to survive. So they could just hang out here forever.
What would they? But so like some robots would be like, they had to get their energy through, you know, those watches that need to shake. So they're just going all over, just shaking all over the place.
They just like, stop and then have a wiggle.
They do that every Friday night.
Yeah, they're the strippers of the robot situation. Like they they get shake their ass and stuff to, I'm gaining energy. And then there's ones from Alex that totally run on gas.
Thanks. I don't know what you're trying to say there.
Well, you fuck.
But I do. Yeah, okay. So some will die, some will become stronger.
I feel like they could all amalgamate into one big ass robot.
Super machine.
Yeah, because why would that
Transformers?
Yeah.
Meets the eye.
So it's like the logical thing, right? For them to just get bigger and together.
See, you're using human logic. You need to be a robot, I think.
I'll just quickly do that now.
No. That was more interesting than funny.
Yeah, it was more
sorry
like
about that.
No, it's fine. It was good.
Oh, should we do one from the Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the Tweety Bird. So I saw this one. Someone used the hashtag iTask.
Did they use it correctly?
They did.
Then it wasn't Pedro.
It wasn't Pedro. Unless he's changed his name. Skin color.
Is it an
gender?
Egg?
Yeah.
Is it an egg? And I saw this one like when I was looking through Twitter the other week. And I still have no idea how to answer it. So this is from at Eliza's Rainbow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the question was, what is the opposite of medium?
Ugh.
Yeah, I saw this. It sort of...
Thanks.
Made my brain stop for a second.
Yeah, so I thought about it. Okay, so I had an answer. And I was like, it's extra large. Because the opposite of small is large, right?
Yeah, so the medium, so it's the opposite of the center or the...
Yeah, it's extra large. But then, ooh, my stupid brain today was like, no, the opposite of extra large is extra small.
Hold on. No. What Alex just said just blew my mind somehow.
Wait, what did
it's
I
the
say?
Opposite of the center.
No.
No, what did you say?
So it's the outside.
Well, I'm saying middle is equivalent to center, so the opposite of the center would be...
Jeez.
The outside.
But
the answer's in there somewhere, but that is
well, we have no hope then. It's somewhere.
I'll get the shovels.
Why
we need
are
to
you
go
sweating?
To the center of the earth to find out what
the opposite of medium.
Mm.
Oh.
What?
It's too much.
Yeah.
But it's such an interesting question.
It would be no, I'm thinking of circles now. I'm thinking diameter and radius.
Right, yeah, same.
But it's there's got to be.
So you're thinking mathematically about it.
You know, I was thinking steak.
Steak.
well done.
Yeah.
Well done. And then you're a Philistine.
I think I have the correct answer.
Yes.
So
really?
The opposite of medium is medium.
Wait, explain yourself.
Yeah.
Well, see, how you said like extra small was the opposite of extra large.
Yeah,
it's going, you know, bouncing around like that. Medium is the exact center. Nothing really can be the opposite of it except itself.
Oh, so it's like dividing a number by
dividing by zero.
yeah, totally.
It's the word version of that question
of the zero
of five times zero is zero.
She set us up.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask Google now again. I want to see what it says.
Okay, Google, hang on.
Maybe just like, weren't you dead?
I thought I erased you. Medium could be empty as well. Like if you're talking about beverages and stuff, cover medium Coke, it would be empty.
The new Coke, empty.
It's just the bottle is just like the gas.
Yeah.
The
carbon. Every time you open the bottle.
All right, let's go.
Okay, Google. What is the opposite of medium? She doesn't want to say anything.
Why is your phone on the... It just broke.
Yeah. It just like it like went into the phantom zone, you know, like it just inverted on itself. There's a lot
of questions. It made a black hole.
Quick,
of,
well, like, quick there, put there, a poop so in it.
There's like what you're talking about.
Where does it go? No one knows.
Hey, Mr. Peabody.
Quiet, you.
So, it didn't know?
Mom, happened again. Came out of the hole.
Yeah.
It just came up with a whole bunch of posts on Reddit about very similar questions.
What was the top answer?
Let's make this happen.
Yeah, I'm going to ask Siri, see if she knows.
Maybe she'll know.
Hey, Siri, what is the opposite of medium?
This is how we get the robots to go against each other. So the symbiosis of robots doesn't
I'm going to ring my mum and put her on the speaker.
What's the opposite of medium?
Why you ring, Pedro?
Let me check that. Okay, I found this.
Ugh, it's just the definition of medium.
Okay. So on Reddit.
Yeah, medium.
Hey Alex, medium. I hope Siri didn't hear you.
I hope she did. I hope she did.
She's jealous because we're like asking Google.
Yeah.
Julia Google. This person here on Reddit says extreme. Medium implies average. Extreme is an outer limit of either side of the average.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. That. But that's kind of like saying extra large. In a roundabout way. Well, we already established that extra large, the opposite of extra large is extra small.
Well,
I like your answer that medium is the opposite of itself.
Oh, I like my answer as well. But like,
that's the glass half full thing.
You don't hear about an extreme large. Get your extreme large.
Yeah, that's 5XL.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It's a stupid question. It's a hard question.
It's a stupid question with no easy answer.
No.
How ridiculous is that? Just think about that for a second.
Yeah. And I like the black hole thing. Like, it's a... What do they call that stuff?
Space?
Yeah, interstellar. Wormhole. That's the one. So, put a poop in it.
Maybe that's what the...
if it appears.
Maybe that's what the Large Hadron Collider is all about. Their secret is like, I don't know what medium means. Or like, what's the opposite of medium?
Or they're colliding poos at great speed.
We found the God particle. And it's corn.
That's horrible.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, Eliza's rainbow. We have no fucking idea.
Medium.
Medium is the opposite of itself.
We got some interesting answers, I think, at least.
Yeah, I got a stupid question. Have you ever been in a kindergarten or a preschool and just pretended for a second?
I'm not allowed within 20.
No, can I just say, there you is a reason why I was in this area. But let me just ask the question. Have you ever been in a kindergarten or a preschool and pretended that you were a giant? Because... No, you know why. All right. So I was at a friend's party, like kid turn one, and it was at a daycare, and the furniture was tiny. Then I went into the bathroom, and it was like, I'm a giant in this land.
Look at my penis.
You can't say that at a childcare center.
You can't do that.
Yeah, Kieran, that's why you're not allowed. It was fun. Have you ever thought about doing that?
I mean,
I can't say I have because I'm big everywhere. I'm 6'4" and everything seems small and uncomfortable to me. So
yeah, that's right.
So I can't say I've ever.
You literally sit on the chairs and like your knee is touching your chin.
Yeah,
that's how small it is.
Yeah, I mean we our work involves primary schools, and we go to primary schools and they have those small chairs. And when you sit down on them, your knees are up to your chin. And you're just like, man, this is so weird.
You forget what it's and like then, to sit in them.
And then the bathrooms, right? Like,
Well, we go to the staff bathrooms, Petro.
I just go to the... Well, yes. That's true. Let me just say, this was on the weekend. It was a kid's party. It was rented out.
Like, nothing sus.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, like, this bowl is only big enough for my asshole.
By the way, if a 30-year-old bloke is in there going, I'm a giant, I'm not going to hurt anyone.
You're the BFG.
Yeah.
You've flopped at the box office.
Flopped,
right?
Yeah. Please. We're talking about the daycare center. I haven't flopped anywhere.
Those toilets are ridiculously small, though, aren't they?
But it's like a different world. Like, you just, that's what I'm talking about. No, it's like, no. You walk in and you're like, wow.
Actually, I think I do know what you're talking about, because I went to my primary school to vote the other day.
Now the police will be contacting this podcast later.
Yeah. And everything just feels like smaller. Even the corridors and everything is just like shrunk. It's
the door handles?
Yeah, no, it is a weird experience. I do know what you're talking about.
It's like that scene in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory where they go into that hallway.
Wait a minute. Is this the...
The only one.
You know, I actually found something out about that the scene with Snodsberries.
Yeah.
In another one of Roald Dahl's books, Snodsberry is a euphemism for penis.
Yes.
So when the kids are licking the wallpaper, and she's like, it tastes like Snodsberries, they're licking dick flavored wallpaper.
Roald Dahl was awesome.
He was. Yeah. And I'm so happy that I could tie that into this.
Yeah. He went into lots of preschools and, you know, and
don't sell his name.
No, won't have it.
Sorry. Well, that's how we got the BFG in the first place. That he's going to lots of preschools and just going, I'm a giant.
Wait, have you guys read the BFG?
No.
I haven't.
I have.
I think I've read almost all these books.
I remember we got it read to us in primary school.
Mm.
It was
I think we got the Twits read to us
in school was The Witches, and I thought it was the greatest story I've ever heard in my life.
I remember being really terrified by the movie, though.
Oh, it was
the fantastic. Makeup was awesome.
Yeah
they should
remake that.
I'm gonna tell this story. Sarah, she won't mind. So she is terrified of that movie. Like, she's listening to The Witches.
It's the boy in the painting,
isn't
it?
What is The Witches? Sorry.
Yeah, The Witches. It's they're at a hotel and they're having a big conference of witches, and there's a little boy and they eat the skin. It's really great. It's like, the movie is genuinely terrifying when they start pulling their skins off and stuff. Sarah is terrified of that. And she can't, like, if she was to listen to this podcast in the future, she will skip ahead and not listen to this part of the podcast.
Really?
This, wow. And this, so this character is like the Grand High Witch, the main one.
Yeah.
And it's all, like, she's disgusting, but it's all like Jim Henson puppetry. And
yeah,
that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's no computer or anything, but it is frightening.
Yeah, it's a scary kid's book.
The thing that I found scary was the boy in the painting as well. He moves or something.
Yeah.
But when you're not looking, and it's fucked me up, because every time I look at a painting, I'm just like, is it moving?
It sounds like Roald Dahl just likes to put dick jokes in his books.
Yes, that's probably true.
And scatter them around.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
What was the question?
Small things. Being a giant. I feel like a giant every time I have like sliders. Burger sliders.
Oh.
They come out like a little mini chopping board, and you're just like,
oh. Yeah, just like, how many do you want? So like, 14. My belly is hungry.
What else is really small? No one go there.
But like in comparison, like.
In comparison, like.
Well, this guy. I'm holding up an iPhone 4.
Your old phone.
Yeah. Your old phone.
Still brilliant.
It's so teeny.
It's so small. Makes my hands feel big.
Yeah. you got giant hands.
Yeah.
That's the effect I have on women.
What?
They make them seem they have giant hands.
Wait a minute. No, shouldn't that be the other way around,
it
Kieran?
It should be.
Like, they need both of their hands to...
That, I mean, if I want to lie, then yeah sure. Oh.
There's no secrets here, apparently.
Need to date women with smaller hands. Yeah. I know, right? Tell me about it.
There's preschoolers.
What the fuck?
That's fucked.
Okay, next
maybe
question.
That won't go.
Yeah, that might be edited out.
We crossed the line.
Take five. Okay, here's another one. Okay, so the first episode was How Do Human Interact, right? This isn't exactly a sequel, but it's kind of like a, I guess, an awkward situation you might find yourself in.
Nice.
What do you do if someone introduces themselves, even though you've already met? So they've forgotten that they've met you before, and I'm wondering if this is a stupid question. Do you just pretend to go along with it, or do you correct them and say, yes, we've met?
I'm on the side of you just say, oh, no, we've already met.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's no, I've done that to people before, and they're like, we've already met. I was like, huh, sorry.
like 10 times. I was a groomsman in your brother's wedding.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, I've got a mate who's into hypnosis, and it's fucking with my brain.
Yeah, he tends to get all the bad stuff out.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I try not to make it awkward, be like, yeah, we've met before.
Yeah. So you would just own up to it. I mean, it gets pretty awkward though if you try and play along. I mean, I've had both situations, I think, where I think it depends on the person who it is. I mean, when I was meeting like a CEO for a company who I'd met, I assume you're busy, you don't remember me, that's fine, I'm just a simpleton. But other people, I mean, I'll just, you know, I will correct them otherwise, I guess. I don't know, I it's awkward. That story didn't go anywhere.
I usually don't correct them.
Just for shits and giggles, because no, I know your sense of humor.
No. I just like, oh, hello, how's it going? And like, and I don't think I've ever corrected anybody on that. But the one time it has happened, like a few times, is the big boss of my like company, I guess, introduced himself about 5 times. And one time I went up to him and was like I already met him about 4 times. Like, I've been, you know, videoing him and stuff. And he shakes my hand. He's like, oh, hi, I'm and I was almost about to say, oh, no, like, I work for you. But he's like, oh, here's my card. He didn't even think I was an employee. He thought I was like somebody just doing that. But so
it's how to make you feel small, not giant.
Oh, yeah. So it took about probably a year and a half until he finally realized that, oh, shit. It's like, this guy, the kid just keeps coming back.
Yeah, must have one of those guy everywhere.
He must just have one of those really forgettable faces.
Yeah, yeah.
You can just hand. You can just write on his card, it's me, you dickhead, and hand it back to him. Here's my card.
But like, to that point, it just kind of gets a bit funny. You know,
yeah.
You're like, well, you got to set the humor in that, because obviously he's a busy dude.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah,
yeah.
But you know, you can still say, hey, we've met before. I think.
I wouldn't want to make them feel embarrassed. That's the only thing.
No, but see, the problem in that is, I think we've all had that where you meet someone and they go, oh, they've met you, and you laugh it off. But the problem would be if it's like, oh, you know, hey, I'm Alex, and like, yeah, we've met before, and like, no, we fucking haven't. That's when it gets awkward.
Yeah,
you get into a fight over whether you've met.
Yeah. On the other side of the card as well, when someone remembers your name, I find that like, whoa, you know me.
Yeah.
I always find that people remember my name because I think it might be because it's different and I can't remember theirs. And I'm like, oh, hello. And while I'm talking, I'm frantically on Facebook trying to find these people.
Well, that's the AR future. That's where we all have glasses on. And it's linked up to Facebook, and we just see their profile next to their face. And so nobody forgets anybody. Like, just like how nobody forgets anybody's birthday, because Facebook just tells you, yeah, that's fine. Get on board.
Or you're not wearing glasses. They're like, oh, hello. Contact, I'm right? Bill. Oh, hey, Bill. I fucked that up.
You thought I was going to say no, because
I was going to say no, because you're gonna put your glasses on. It's like, you don't remember me, do you, you bastard?
Sorry, I can't quite see you. I'm just going to, oh, that's better.
Yeah. Just come a little bit closer.
Yeah. That's right. How was your studies at Charles Sturt University?
And then when you put those glasses on, you know everything. You know. Oh, yeah. How was your trip to Bermuda last year? Yeah. Oh, yes, I see the kids are fine. We've met before.
Because I've heard some people say that, like, because Facebook tells you, it doesn't it doesn't mean as much if you say happy birthday. What if like your all your information is there? It's just like we're gonna be like a world full of pessimists. Just like you only know that because like it tells you in your glasses, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
That's what, you don't actually know me.
Yeah, that's right.
So you wouldn't have to have introductions. You would just know people. And then you would know not to talk to them, or
well, you know, would you know like strangers? Do you know what I mean? Like,
I don't if think you go, so. Yeah, I think you have to add them.
Okay, so well, they've got
to
be.
I don't have Facebook, so all of what you're saying doesn't apply to me.
But what if?
Yeah, well, you're a fuck. Like you walk around just going, I don't know anybody's name and anybody's birthday, and everybody's like in their birthday groups going, oh, happy birthday. It's just like, shit, what's your birthday?
And I don't know who I've met, and they don't know if they've met me. And
yeah, I got a text from Alex last year wishing me happy birthday.
Wait, did you?
Yes.
Twitter told him.
I don't think I have your number.
That wasn't you? I told you intimate details that day.
I wish it was me.
That was Alexandra.
Even better.
If you had mutual friends, would it say it above their head when you're looking at them? Like, yeah. You have three mutual friends and you've got to work... The game is like trying to work out who the mutual friends are.
That's cool.
Then it makes social interaction like a game
easier because it like if you see if like you're single and you see like a hot girl or something, it's just like, wait a minute, you got one mutual friend. Like, who's our mutual friend? Yeah. Then you can go up, say, that's an icebreaker.
Can I just say this whole that last conversation that's I hate that sounds terrible to me.
Oh yeah, no, this is a fucked future. This is where the robots come from.
Sure. This is the takeover.
This is where slowly, yeah, they're fighting against it. Google and Siri fighting against each other. We know everyone's birthdays. Fuck civilization's man, over.
What a dark place. Yeah, that's a shit Terminator movie.
Happy birthday, shut up, Pedro.
Yeah, it's a really bad script. I feel like we should have a potato fact.
Yeah, potato facts.
Potato fact.
All right.
Chip in with a potato fact.
I'm a potato.
Alright, okay. Okay, here we go.
It was in there somewhere. No, that was it. Like, we should record what we just did, and that'll be it. That's the sporadic piece of shit.
Yeah, if you just cut that together and make it.
Give us a slice of your facts.
Potato fact. Oh, I'm a potato. Fact. Potato fact.
All right, Alex. Okay, potato facts.
Just to chip off the old clock. That didn't work.
It did. It worked too well. Okay, so this
fry
one.
My brain, Alex.
Oh, God. Do you want me to?
Don't be a root, Kieran. I don't know.
Oh, it doesn't work.
Root. All right, okay, this week's potato fact. All right.
Potato facts.
During the oh my god. No, it's not happening. No, not doing it.
I'm a potato. Fact.
You're please. All fucked.
Come on, go, please, go, please, go, please, go, go. It's fine.
Okay. During
kind of sounds like oh Shaft. My, you know. Oh, that potato's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth. Fact.
Damn right.
Who's the potato? Facts.
Every time I raise the iPad to my face to read this thing out, you guys say something else.
Please. All right. Please do
it. During the Alaskan Klondike Gold Rush... 1897 to 1898, potatoes were practically worth their weight in gold. Potatoes were valued for the vitamin C, and gold at the time was more plentiful than nutritious. There you go.
It wasn't worth it.
That was great. That was great.
They were literally worth their weight in gold. Think great. About that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like, yeah.
Wait, how? You haven't got more research into that, have you?
No, I went
to the Wikipedia page about the... It's called the potato Oh, wait, no, that might be another fact. There's like a potato war thing. We'll get to that. Anyway.
Next episode on potato facts.
Baked against fried.
Yeah, the whole page was just this whole big thing about the war. I'm like, oh, just and tell me that you're thinking about potatoes.
The casualties was how we invented mashed potato.
There you go.
So, because of their nutrients, it's certain things.
Their vitamin C was valued higher than
gold. Well, equal to gold because you know during the war, what do you need? It's food. You don't need gold. It's useless.
Whew. A potato's full of vitamin C. I thought that was oranges.
I heard only oranges.
Yeah.
I heard that people can buy like food, like ice cream that has gold shavings on it.
I've had gold shavings before.
I've had
it's stupid.
Can I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Did you check your poop like after you
Yeah, glittered.
Ah, that's what I wanted
to
do.
You put it into a sieve and then like shook it out.
Actually, Pedro, we've kept it.
I can add to this a little bit by saying that humans can apparently survive on a diet of just potatoes and milk or butter, which contains vitamin A and D, the only vitamins missing from the humble spud.
Wow. Does it actually say humble spud?
Yeah, it does. No.
It's so good. If you're still listening to this, you can find us on Twitter at a question stupid, use the hashtag is this a stupid question
or itask.
No one uses itask, but please do it. Join in the stupid.
You can download us at iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. It really helps us get to a larger audience.
Send us your stupid questions at a question stupid in flying pills. Thanks and see you next week. Is this a stupid question?